Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
It doesn't get any better than Marvin Gaye, the late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thanks very much for hanging out there and using all that to your advantage. John Swansiger is our guest, our great Brain Trust member, the CEO of Manta, manta.com, and we've been talking about some important things. One of the things that John covers a lot of different, he keeps up with all the issues that small businesses face, because that's the job that he does there with Manta as the CEO. John, thanks again for being here. Overtime rules. We talked about this on the show. In the beginning, when I first heard the very first part of overtime rules, I thought, well, you know, nobody should be allowed to turn a $11 an hour person making $25,000 a year into salaried and make them in order just to get them to work 50 hours without paying them overtime. Nobody should be able to do that. Yeah. And so I didn't think it was a bad idea to increase that number. But then when you get into the weeds, you find out that what this law really does is take away, really gets it between the relationship between you and your employees. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It has a couple effects that I think may not have been intended when they look to make the change. I agree with you completely on, you know, the intention is right about, you don't want an employer to be able to just overwork someone who's making, you know, relatively low money compared to what the minimum wage is, even in those places,
right,
and by turning them into a salaried employee. But on the flip side, you know, they haven't made a change, I think, since 1975. So doubling from, you know, 24,000 to almost 47,000 now as a minimum, that means a lot of more employees mm-hmm. are affected. And really what the employer has to do now, if they're going to follow the rules, is have employees start tracking their time, even if they're a salaried worker in many cases, depending right. on their income. And right. and that is just, for both sides, it's not good. Because for the employee, you know, they think, hey, I'm out of this hourly situation. I'm a salaried employee. I like what I'm doing.
Plus it's a kind of a badge of honor for them, right? They've gotten the salary now.
That's exactly right. They've moved through the ranks in many cases, and it feels like they're being pushed back because they now have to track their time again. So it's got a bad taste, I think, a little bit on both sides, even though the intention is a good one.
Well, it's another example of how the government gets involved, they basically screw things up, mostly because they don't know how people really work out here in the economy, out here in the workplace. I mean, this is a classic example of bureaucrats tinkering with something, you know, and wondering if it would, if this would work in theory, you know. And so the other thing that it does is if you got an employee, you know, this really screws up the flex time thing too, doesn't it? I mean, you know, the folks on the left, they love flex time, but I think this is going to hurt flex time, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, because, you know, a lot, and you know this better than anyone, you know, a lot of businesses have always worked in a flex time schedule. You need to come
That's
in
right.
late because you need to drop your kids off at school, or you have a doctor's appointment, you make it up, you move it here, and it's often an honor system kind of thing
yep.
in small business, and this gets in the way of that completely, because are you overtime, are you on the clock, are you off the clock, it just sets. It has the potential to set up a worse relationship between the employer and the employee, which is the unfortunate side.
I've got assignments in my business where on any given day, my employees, they come to work kind of when I tell them, but I don't keep up with it. You know, when they show up, because we don't have a storefront like a retail store. But I know that if they show up at 9, I know that they're going to work to six if they have to. And I know that if they don't work to six today, it's because they got their work done. Tomorrow, we work across multiple time zones. Tomorrow, they may have to stay here till 8 to take some phone calls. Mm-hmm. And they know that, you know, and I've never had one of them complain about that. And if they stay here, they obviously doing their job, right? Well, this new overtime rule regime is going to complicate that, isn't it?
It is. And you know, what is likely going to happen is what you've seen in the past of many companies where people just fill out a timesheet, eight times 5, 40. They don't follow the rules because the structure of the rules actually will penalize them in their job in many cases. That's right. What I think you're going to see in many cases.
Yeah. I think you're right. So, and do you have any idea? Have you been getting any word that they're going to take another look at this thing and try to make it a little more realistic, a little more make it where it helps the people it needs to help and doesn't hurt the people that they weren't intending to hurt?
So I haven't seen anything that they're going to take another look at it. As far as I know, it's supposed to go into effect this December. You know, that's the last. It was sort of very mysterious, as you know, when they rolled it out to when exactly it was going to take effect, and people knew it was going to be this year. So it's supposed to be this December. But I think the scary thing from our side, and you know, we've done some polls on this, is the majority of small business owners still even aren't really aware of the change. So they're not going to intentionally go around the rules, but they're not aware that they've taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot more reporting too, isn't there? Aren't they going to require us to do a lot more reporting of the time?
Yep, compliance, exactly.
The compliance. So there we go, folks. No more regulations, more money out of our pocket. It's just it's getting out of hand, isn't it? Quick break. Right back with our good friend John Swansinger. He's with Manta, Manta.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.